This year is going to be challenging, my friends.
Cuomo told lawmakers gathered at the State Museum that he's holding the line on state agency spending, and he's eyeing additional revenues by taxing health insurance plans and deferring corporate tax credits. He says both receive big tax breaks in the federal tax overhaul, so can afford it. Cuomo also wants to impose a fee on prescription opioid drugs and products related to electronic cigarettes, and make a better effort to collect sales tax on products purchased online. Cuomo would also close the carried interest loophole, which benefits hedge funds, but only if the neighboring states of New Jersey and Connecticut also change their laws. And he'd rein in increases planned for the property tax rebate program known as STAR. The governor says the budget gap, combined with uncertainties in funding from Washington, leaves him with little choice other than to raise some taxes.
$4 billion deficit. You can't possibly get anywhere near where you want to be on education and health care unless you raise revenues. It's just too big a deficit.
Cuomo is proposing a $769 million increase for school aid, but that's about half of the increase schools received last year. He's not making any big cuts to health care, but his budget does assume that President Trump and Congress will eventually refund the Child Health Plus program, as well as other programs that have been held up in wranglings over the federal budget. The governor's also relying on some one-time revenues from bank settlements after the financial crisis to pay for improving the New York City subways and paying for some day-to-day state operating expenses. Cuomo also outlined plans to deal with the federal tax changes that result in severe limits to state and local tax deductions, which hits New York and other relatively high tax states hard. He says a study will be released soon that explores converting the state income tax to a payroll tax and substituting charitable donations for local property taxes.
We're doing everything we can to thwart the effects of the federal plan.
The governor's presentation was interrupted briefly by Assemblyman Charles Barron. He heckled the governor for the second time since 2016. Barron shouted that more money is needed for schools in poor neighborhoods.
How about you listen to it first and then you say it's not working, okay? How about that?
Barron was escorted from the auditorium as other lawmakers applauded to try to drown him out. Others who disagreed with some of the governor's proposals expressed themselves in a more polite manner. Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco, who is considering a run for governor against Cuomo, says Cuomo spent too much time making the federal government the whipping boy for the state's problems, and he called the payroll tax proposal a gimmick.
There's another concept, and that is cut spending and cut taxes. That was a problem even before the federal tax code was changed.
The state's education commissioner, Mary Ellen Elia, says she knows it's a tough year, but she says she's disappointed that Cuomo did not agree with the State Board of Regents' recommendation to add $1.6 billion in funding for schools.
I am concerned about the governor's budget, there's no question, and it is substantially lower than the region's proposal. So the issue is, how do we work together to address what's necessary for our students?
Governor Cuomo is also, for the first time, proposing a study on making marijuana legal in New York. It could provide revenue for the state if it's taxed. Cuomo has previously backed only a limited medical marijuana program. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.